Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, hello everyone, and I hope you're having a great day. On Triangle Bulletin, today we're going to start out with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there is 919-996-8700. Coming up on November 6th, it is comedian John Mulaney at Memorial Auditorium. November 6th and 7th, Beethoven's 8th Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. November 9th, it is Encore, Chamber Theater at Maymandy Concert Hall at 10:30. November 13th, Favorite Light Classics, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 12. Thrill to your favorite light classical music, including Rossini's Overture to William Tell, Humperdinck's Prelude to Hansel and Gretel, and highlights from John Williamson's Jurassic Park. November 13th, it is VeggieTales, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 6. VeggieTales Live, Little Kids Do Big Things, is a must-see, fun-filled celebration for families and VeggieTales fans of all ages. Join the VeggieTales crew in a musical review that celebrates that with help and faith, even little kids can do big things. Coming up November 14th, Light 103.9 presents the Lamplighter Awards. November 15th, it is Flashdance, the musical. November 19th through the 22nd, Beethoven's 9th Carolina Ballet Memorial Auditorium. November 20 and 21, Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 each night. November 25th, A Frozen Journey, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Bring the whole family to this one-hour performance featuring musical selections from The Polar Express, Frozen, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, plus much more. November 27th through the December 30th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. The original television classic comes to life, first airing in 1964. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has become a beloved Christmas classic, capturing the hearts and wonder of generations of fans. Now, 50 years later, something magical is happening as the beloved classic soars off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. November 27 and 28, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Join us for all your holiday favorites and our popular sing-along. Plus, new this year, enjoy selections from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Polar Express, and Frozen. Be sure to visit Santa in the lobby before the performance. December 1st through the 6th, it is Once, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. Winner of 8 2012 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Once is an impressive ensemble of actor-musicians who play their own instruments on stage. Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. As the chemistry between them grows, his music soars to powerful new heights. December 4 and 5, A Baroque Christmas, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. December 8, North Carolina Master Chorale Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall. December 9th through the 13th, the beloved Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium. Ira David Wood III's beloved musical comedy, A Christmas Carol, celebrates its 41st anniversary this year. December 11th, Annie Moses Band. December 12th, the Laurie Berkner Band, Broadway Series South, May Mandy Concert Hall at 11 a.m. December 13 and 14, Raleigh Ringer's 2015 Holiday Concert. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. December 16th, An Irish Christmas, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. December 16th, Home for the Holidays, Army Ground Forces Band. December 18th through the 27th, Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. December 18 and 19, Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. And on December 31st, New Year's Eve in Vienna, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8, kick off 2016 with all your favorite Viennese waltzes, plus much more. Switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center, where you can call them at 919-680-2787, or you can visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Thursday, November 5th, it is Wanda Sykes. Friday, November 6th, John Prine. Saturday, November 7th, Patti LaBelle. Sunday, November 8th, it is Wildcrats Live. Tuesday, November 10th, The Illusionists. Thursday, November 19th, Jason Isbell. Friday, November 20th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Saturday, November 21st, it's QDR Country for Kids, featuring Big and Rich. Sunday, November 22nd, Dave Rawlings Machine. Friday, November 27th, Glenn Hansard. Sunday, November 29th, Straight No Chaser. December 1st through the 6th, the unforgettable Sound of Music. Of course, you remember some of their best songs, My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, Climb Every Mountain, Edelweiss, and of course, the title song. Tuesday, December 8th, it is Daryl Hall and John Oates. That performance is already sold out. Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13, Carolina Ballet presents The Nutcracker. With the addition of a fantastic new illusion last season, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker is more exciting than ever. Marvelous characters levitate, disappear, and reappear from thin air. A family favorite for more than a decade, The Nutcracker will leave you sitting on the edge of your seat wondering, how did they do that? December 17th through the 20th at DPAC, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. December 29th through January 5th, The Book of Mormon, hailed by the New York Times as the best musical of this century and the winner of 9 Tony Awards. Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham, you can give them a call at 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Saturday, November 7th, NBC's Last Comic Standing live tour, 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $36. Tuesday, November 10th, Paco Peña's Flamencura, Series 26. Paco Peña embodies both authenticity and innovation in flamenco. As guitarist, composer, dramatist, producer, and artistic mentor, he has transformed perceptions of this Spanish art form. Named Best Flamenco Guitarist of the Year 5 years in a row by Guitar Magazine, Paco's newest show, Flamencura, explores that elusive state at the core of the art of flamenco. Tickets start at $27. Wednesday, November 11th at Carolina Theater. And I hope I don't murder the name too badly. Jake Shimabukuro. Consider the Humble Ukulele. It's an adaptation of a stringed instrument that traveled with Portuguese immigrants who came to work in the sugarcane fields of Hawaii. Jake mixes both island and outside influences, both modern and historical. He's combined the qualities of a long line of virtuoso ukulele players with modern rock musicians to create a sound that's uniquely his own. Tickets start at $37. Thursday, November 12th, Don McLean and Judy Collins. Tickets start at $32. Friday through Sunday, November 13 through 15, it's North Carolina Comic-Con 2015 at Durham Convention Center. VIP passes, well, let's start for the whole thing. Weekend pass, $40. Saturday pass is just $30. Sunday pass, $15. There is a VIP pass for $200. And kids 12 and under are free at the gate this year. Sunday, November 15th, it is the Apex of Romanticism with special guest Stephen Wartz on violin. Tickets start at $25. Monday, November 16th, Solid Soul featuring Mavis Staples and Joan Osborne. There are few living musicians who can lay claim to being the voice of America's conscience, and even fewer who continue to make vital music. For six decades, Mavis Staples has been the solid rock of American music. Alongside the family group she is so identified with, the Staple Singers, Mavis has managed to transform herself as she goes, yet never alter. Joan Osborne has rightfully earned a reputation as one of the great voices of her generation, both as a commanding, passionate performer and a frank, emotionally evocative songwriter. The soulful vocalist is a highly sought-after collaborator and guest performer who has performed alongside many notable artists, including Bob Dylan, Luciano Pavarotti, Steve Wonder, Emmylou Harris, Taj Mahal, and Patti Smith, just to name a few. Tickets start at $34 for that show, Carolina Theater, Monday, November 16th. The 17th Menopause, the Musical. Wednesday, November 18th, Frank Sinatra Jr., Sinatra Sings Sinatra, the Centennial Celebration. Tickets start at $47. Thursday, November 19th, Brian Wilson, co-founder of the Beach Boys with Al Jardine. Tickets start at $57, and there are two VIP packages. One at $499, the other at $399. Sunday, November 22nd, it is Branford Marsalis. North Carolina Central University Jazz Studies presents Keep the Vision Alive, a jazz benefit concert featuring Branford Marsalis and Joey Calderazzo. Also appearing are the NCCU Jazz Ensemble and NCCU Vocal Jazz Ensemble. North Carolina Central University was the first in the state to offer a Bachelor of Music degree in Jazz Studies. Program begins at 6, and the tickets start at $50. Monday, November 23rd, it is I Am Jack, part of the Arts Discovery Series. Saturday, November 28th, North Carolina's own Ronnie Millsap with Risa Bender. Millsap ranks as the preeminent country soul singer of his generation. Tickets start at $37. Wednesday, December 2nd, Kathy Mateus, Songs and the Season. Thursday, December 3rd, Hispanic Flamenco Ballet, presented by the Arts Discovery Series for kindergarten through 12th grade. And Thursday, December 3rd, it is John Schofield and John Cleary duo at the Armory at 8 p.m. And Friday, December 4th, David Sanborn Electric Band. Tickets start at $32. The performance is at 8 o'clock. PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. December 9th through 13th, Disney on Ice presents 100 Years of Magic. Tickets start at $20. Saturday, January 16th, World's Toughest Rodeo. Ticket prices range from $18 to $75. February 3rd through the 7th, Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus. This is Circus Extreme, featuring artists who redefine the word extreme in everything they do, magnifying traditional elements of the circus and combining them with never-before-seen spectacles, original fast-paced performances, and incredibly hilarious moments. Tickets $20 to $65. February 27th, that's a Saturday, the Harlem Globetrotters. The iconic Harlem Globetrotters is celebrating its 90th anniversary world tour. A star-studded roster will have fans on the edge of their seats to witness the ball-handling wizardry, basketball artistry, and one-of-a-kind family entertainment that thrills fans of all ages. Tickets range from $21.50 to $133.50. At PNC Arena, March 17 and 19, the first and second rounds of the 2016 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. Friday, March 25th, Winter Jam 2016, Christian Music's biggest annual tour. Winter Jam Tour Spectacular features two fan favorites, Grammy Award-winning duo for King & Country and Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Matthew West. Suggested $10 donation at the door. June 22nd through the 26th, Torek, the first flight inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. And Saturday, July 2nd, yes, we're talking July next summer, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas, Future Now of the Tour. No word on ticket prices for that, but it won't be cheap. Okay, audio described performances coming up. Sunday, November 15th, A Year with Frog and Toad, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. This is a musical about friendship for all seasons. Follow the adventures of Worrywart Toad and a perky frog as they plant gardens, swim, rake leaves, go sledding, and learn life lessons along the way. Tuesday, November 24th, it is Peter and the Suncatcher, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. The performance is at 7:30. Once again, these are audio-described performances. Saturday, December 5th, Once, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, December 5th, The Wiz, Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh at 2 p.m., This soulful classic follows Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow as they ease on down the road. Sunday, December 6th, Beautiful Star, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. The best tales are the ones worth repeating, returning as a part of the 15th anniversary season. Reverend Ledbetter and the Open Heart Community Fellowship gather again for their rendition of The Christmas Story. With down-home laughter and toe-tapping music, this family-favorite original production will tug at the heartstrings. Sunday, December 6th, Dashing Through the Snow, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3, a madcapped comedy that more fun than a joyride with friends in a one-horse open sleigh. Meet Trina, the innkeeper of the Snowflake Inn in Tinsel, Texas. She's frantically trying to prepare for the holidays while dealing with a mixed bag of challenging guests and employees who leave comedic chaos in their wake. Sunday, December 13th, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, December 20th, it is Black Nativity, Justice Theater at 4, Stewart Theater, NC State University. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. The number there is 919-843-3333. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 10 and 11, Ensemble Intercontemporain with Matthias Pinkter, music director and conductor. Saturday, November 14th, Del McCoury and David Grisman, Songs and Stories, International Bluegrass Music Hall of Famer and 2014 Grammy winner for Best Bluegrass Album. Del McCoury is a living link to the days when bluegrass was made in honky-tonks and schoolhouse shows. Mandolinist composer David Grisman has been a guiding force in acoustic music for half a century, his wide musical range embracing jazz and bluegrass. Tuesday, November 17th, You, Us, We All, an opera by Shara Warden. Multi-talented performer and composer returns to Memorial Hall with artist Andrew Ondrejak in this irreverent take on elaborate 16th and 17th century court masks. Friday, November 20th, it's Cooter, White, and Skaggs. In a most exceptional pairing, guitarist Rye Cooter, country music songbird Sharon White, and country and bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs are combining forces for a national roadshow. Saturday and Sunday, December 5 and 6, it's The Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet's Holiday Fantasy Classic. Friday, December 11th, Big Band Holidays, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, under the leadership of musical director Wynton Marsalis, performs original compositions by Marsalis and other orchestra members. Saturday, December 12th, it is Steep Canyon Rangers, proving that traditional bluegrass music can adapt to its times without losing its history. The Steep Canyon Rangers are forging their own path in American music. We're going to switch to Duke performances. The phone number there, 919-660-3356. The box office number is 919-684-4444. Okay, Friday and Saturday, November 13 and 14, Hiss Golden Messenger and William Gedney. Heart Like a Levee, Reynolds Industry Theater. Hiss Golden Messenger is the indie folk project of Durham-based musical omnivore M.C. Taylor. Monday, November 16th, Cucho Valdez and Irakira 40 at Page Auditorium. Saturday, November 21st, the King's Singers at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $52 and $46, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Sunday, November 22nd, is Jompy Concert No. 2, featuring soprano Tony Arnold, Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, December 2nd, it is Nick Lowe's Quality Holiday Review, featuring Los Straitjackets. Tickets $48 and $42, $15 ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Okay, we're going to switch to NC State Center Stage and University Theater. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100. All right, November 5 through 7, A Simple Space by Gravity and Other Myths. Gravity and Other Myths is one of the most exciting circus ensembles in Australia. Stewart Theatre with performances at 8 on Thursday and Friday, and at 3 and 8 on Saturday. November 11th through the 15th and 18th through the 22nd, Anonymous, Titmus Theatre, Thompson Hall. Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Thursday, December 10th, it is The Swingles. Today's London-based Swingles are an international a cappella phenomenon. Seven young and versatile voices who deliver folk ballads, funk jams, and twigs with equal precision and passion. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 6th, John Pizzarelli. John has established himself as one of the prime interpreters of the Great American Songbook and beyond. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Some festivals coming up the rest of the year. November 6th, it is Free Boot Friday in Greenville. November 7th, Touchstone Energy North Carolina Cotton Festival in Dunn. Working Fingers Craft Show, Mooresville. Statesville Pumpkin Fest. These are all starting with Touchstone Energy North Carolina Cotton Festival in Dunn. These are all on November 7th. Once again, the Working Fingers Craft Show in Mooresville, Statesville Pumpkin Fest, and the 5th Annual Zombie Walk in Salisbury. November 7 and 8, it's the Wilson Whirligig Festival. November 14th, Christmas in November in Valdez. Also November 14th, Downtown Shuck and Peel Party in Hickory. November 20 and 21, the Hildebrand Holiday Craft, Art, and Food Show. November 21st, we've got the Stedman Christmas in the Park. November 22nd, it is Seven Springs Christmas Parade. On November 26th, Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade in Charlotte. November 27th, it is the Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro. And the Salisbury Holiday Night Out is also on the 27th. Then November 27th through the 29th, you've got the Country Christmas Train in Denton. November 28th, Santa and the Grinch at the Bell Tower in Salisbury. December 4th, Christmas in the City, that's Bessemer City. Also on the 4th, the Festival of Lights in Greensboro. December 4th through the 6th, we're back with the Country Christmas Train in Denton. December 5th, we have the Jacksonville Winterfest. And December 12th, Santa and the Grinch Antique Truck Fire Truck Rides. And I'm once again, December 12th with Santa. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138.